The following is a public lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 7th, 2006, in Monterrey, Mexico.
Is the source of all our suffering. We're thinking, soy cuerpo. I am this body. If I ask the hombres, if you were hombres, I say, are you a man? He says, yes, I'm a man. Now I ask the ladies, are you a woman? They will say, yes, soy mujer. If I ask you, are you Mexicano? He says, sí, señor, we are Mexicanos. But actually, the soul is none of these things. The body is Mexicano. The body is hombre. The body is mujer. But you are not that body. You are not hombre. You are not mujer. You are not Mexicano. You are the eternal spiritual being. As long as you identify, then I am soy hombre. Soy mujer. Soy Mexicano. Then you must suffer so many miseries. So you have to come out of this false identification with your material body. You have to realize that I am the eternal spiritual being. And then you can taste the sweetest happiness at every minute. So, how will you taste that sweetest happiness? Do you know how you will taste that sweetest happiness? I will teach you how to taste that sweetest happiness. We have to understand why we exist. Did anybody ever ask you why you exist? If somebody asked you, why do you exist, what would you tell them? I was one time speaking at a high school, preparatorio, in Helsinki, Finland. And I asked these students, why do you exist? And one little boy, he raised his hand. And he said, because my mother and father wanted to have a baby. That is true, but that's why the body exists. That is cuerpo. But the body, the cuerpo, is not the self. It's like now I'm wearing this chadar. But it is not me. No, it's me. It is simply a garment I'm wearing. So this body you have right now, it is garment only. What do they call that? Ropa? Clothing? Ropa? Es ropa. Cuerpo es ropa. It is not you.
El cuerpo es ropa, no soy.
So So you have to understand the body is not you. But we tend to identify with the body. That's the problem. We keep thinking, I'm the body. Just like when you're driving in your car, when the gasoline gauge gets low, and it gets very low towards empty, you think, oh no, I'm out of gasolex. No, oh no, I'm out of gas. I am out of gas. Do you understand? When you're driving your car, when it gets on empty, the meter goes down to empty. Then you think, oh no, I'm out of gas. But are you out of gas? When you go to the petrol station, do you put the nozzle in your mouth? No, no, no. You are not out of gas. Your car is out of gas. But because you're sitting in your car, you're driving it here and there. Rum, rum, rum. Beep, beep, beep. Rum, rum. Because you're driving here and there, you start to think. What do you call automobile? Soy automobile. Soy Toyota. Soy Honda. You see? This is called false sense of identification. So in the same way you think, soy hombre, soy mujer. Because you're, the alma is simply driver. According to Vedic wisdom, we understand the alma is tiny little spark. And it is seated within the heart of the body. The heart is the driver's seat. So you are actually the tiny spiritual spark. And you were seated in the heart of that body. And you are taking it here and there, driving it here and there. And just like when your car gets very old and worn out, what do? You take it down to the car dealer and you trade it in for a new car, isn't it? When your car is too old, it rattles and doesn't work well anymore. You get Nuevo Automobil. So in the same way, when this body becomes old and useless, then you trade it in for another body. That is called death. The soul does not die. Only the body dies. So, we are teaching you today a process by which you will not have to take birth again in this material world. Instead of getting another body that gets sick, gets old and dies, we will teach you how to attain a body that never gets sick, never gets old, and never dies. How would you like to have a body that never gets sick, never gets old, and never dies? Wouldn't that be wonderful? To be eternally youthful? To never have to die? To never have to get sick? I've come here today to teach you how to get that kind of body. That is called cuerpo espiritual. So, how does one qualify for cuerpo espiritual? How does one qualify for such a body? One has to learn the science of devotion to God. One has to learn how to be a master of the science of devotion to God. And so what is that science of devotion? We all have some idea of devotion to God. But we are talking about perfect, pure devotion. Actually, the perfect example of this is Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. We have to learn how to perfectly do everything for the pleasure of God. We should not think, what do I want? We should always think, what does God want me to do? As long as I'm thinking, what do I want? I must be unhappy. But when I'm always thinking, what does God want? And I always try to do what God wants, then I will always be happy. And if I become perfect in this practice of always doing what God wants, then when I leave this particular body that I'm in right now, I will return to cielo espiritual, el mundo espiritual. So this is the wonderful process of how to develop pure love for God. If one can become very, very expert in this practice, one will live happily in this lifetime. And one will live eternally in full happiness. One will realize one's eternal existence. As a spiritual being, one will no longer identify soy hombre, soy mujer, soy mexicano, soy americano. There is no science more valuable than this. There is no scientific knowledge more advanced than this. There is no information more important than this. This knowledge we are giving you today, if you can fully understand it, And if you can fully apply it,
we'll
give you unlimited happiness. And it will make the entire world peaceful and happy. I have, the last 2 days, I've appeared on 2 different radio programs. And the very nice gentlemen on the radio show, they asked me, what is your purpose for coming to Mexico? And we explained to them, we have come here to teach you how to become free from death. And in this way achieve unlimited happiness. We are subject to the laws of death because we identify with this material body. In this connection, Lord Sri Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin yata dehe kumaram jovanam jara tata dehantara pratir dhiristatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death. The self-realized souls are not bewildered by such a change. The self-realized souls are not bewildered by such a change. So we would like to teach you all how to become self-realized souls. So I want, please note the clear distinction between the bodily conception of the self and the spiritual conception of the self. As long as you continue to identify with your material body, you must face one anxiety after another anxiety after another anxiety. In this material world, you cannot avoid them. Even if you have tons of money, even if you are very powerful, even if you are very famous, in this material world you cannot avoid anxiety. As long as you continue to identify yourself with that material body, so there is nothing more important than realizing your spiritual identity. That I am not this body. I am the eternal spirit soul. Servant of God. The problem is, we want to be master. We want everyone to serve us. This is muy grande problem, very big problem. Instead of wanting to serve God, we want to be God. And we can never be happy trying to be God. Nowadays, many people, many so-called gurus and yogis, they teach this philosophy that you're God and I'm God and we're all God. This is completely bogus. If we are God, then why are we suffering here in Monterrey? God is all powerful. How God can ever be in a suffering position? So we should never think that I am God. That is very false philosophy. We have to understand our actual identity is we are servant of God. So we should simply learn how to serve God perfectly. With loving feelings. We have to learn how to appreciate the gifts of God. We have to learn to feel gratitude for all the gifts of God. We are totally dependent on God at every step. Every time you inhale, you're dependent on God for the air. Every time you drink some water, you're dependent on God for that water. Every time you eat some food, you're dependent on God for that food. We cannot manufacture these things in our factory. 8 HEB does not provide us our necessities. HEB, a grocery store, mercado. They are not giving the necessities. That is all given by God. You cannot eat money. When was the last time you had a salad made of pesos? You say, no, not possible. What you actually depend on is not pesos. You depend on God actually for everything. So we have to learn to appreciate the Lord's kindness. How He is giving us so many things. And then we have to show our appreciation by glorifying God. We all like to glorify someone. Just like there are so many magazines, movie star magazines. They glorify this movie star, that movie star. Or we like to glorify the musicians or the matadors, the bullfighter. We want to glorify someone. We may like to glorify the big politician. We have a tendency to want to glorify someone. But that tendency to glorify, that should be engaged in glorifying God. If we do that, then we become truly happy. So, the science of glorifying God is called Mantra Yoga. So, I wanted to teach you all today how to chant mantra. Mantra is a very powerful sound vibration. Mantra will deliver you from all anxiety. It will deliver you from all illusion. Actually, the mantra is written here on the board, on the wall. So, well, I will teach you how to say it. Everyone repeat after me. We will do it one word at a time first, and then we'll do dos palabras, and then...
cuatro palabras, etc. So everybody repeat after me very loudly with enthusiasm. Hare! Very good. Krishna! Hare! Krishna! Krishna! Hare! 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 Rama! Hare! Rama! 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 Hare! Hare! That's pretty good. Now we'll go to two words. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Bueno. Okay. Now we'll go to cuatro palabras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Come on, everyone chant, everyone. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Muy, muy bueno. Okay, now we'll go to all 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Muy, muy buenísimo. Very good. Okay. So now, we will sing it.
Ahora lo vamos a cantar.
We have bought a nice musical instrument. This is from India. And we will sing. I will teach you a simple, we will sing it very nicely. You did very nicely. Very, very good. Thank you very much for chanting. So, we can ask now if anyone has any preguntas, anyone have any questions? Yes. The word Hare means the energy of God. Krishna and Rama are both names for God in Sanskrit language. So we are praying to God and to His energy that you kindly engage me in your service. We want to develop the mood of loving service to God. So by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we develop the mood of loving service to God. ¿Hay preguntas más? This lady here in the white t-shirt, raise her hand.
What is Rama?
Rama means the supreme enjoyer. Krishna means the all-attractive one. These are qualities of God. God is unlimitedly attractive. What is attractive in this world? If someone is very powerful, they are attractive. If someone is very beautiful, they are attractive. If someone is very renowned, a great saintly person, they are very attractive. If someone is muy, muy inteligente, that is very attractive. If someone is very, very rico, rich, like Bill Gates, very attractive. Someone is very famous also, that is attractive. So all these attractive qualities, they are there in God, in full. God has unlimited power. God has unlimited beauty. God has unlimited renunciation. Unlimited renunciation. He has unlimited knowledge. He has unlimited wealth. And he has unlimited fame. Therefore, he is all attractive. He is described by the word Krishna. And Rama means nobody enjoys more than he does. He's the supreme enjoyer.
¿Hay
preguntas más? Yes.
How can we know more about
this
group
that we're talking about? How do I know what? How can you find out more? How you can find out more about this?
Yes.
Do you read English a little bit? Okay. We have some books here. Where are the books? We have a book table outside. You get some books. And we also have meetings here in Monterey, regular meetings. In fact, I'll be giving a class tonight at one home. They give the address. You can come to my lecture tonight also. This is a wonderful science. I have been teaching this science for 35 years. We have many, many volumes of libros. If you will be carefully read these books, your life will become perfect. I guarantee it. And the books are on the table outside.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Are you just scratching your head back there? Oh, okay. All right. Any questions more? Hay preguntas más? Yeah.
Violence. How can we go against this tendency?
Yes. As long as we are on the platform of animal, then we must fight. That is called animalistic platform. As long as you think, soy cuerpo. I am this body. Then you must fight. But when you realize I am not this body, I am an eternal spiritual being. I am in quality one with God. And what is the need to fight over anything? There's no more need to fight. Because God gives you full protection at every minute. There's no one more powerful than God. And when you're under His full protection, there's no need to fight. Of course, if some aggressor comes, We will defend ourselves. That is our way. But there's no reason to have a fighting tendency. One can live peacefully and happily simply chanting the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One can live peacefully and happily simply by chanting Hare Krishna. So kindly chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You won't want to fight anyone. Next question.
He said that everybody asks for the Lord things.
Ask for what?
For the Lord things.
The Lord's?
They ask, give me that, give me.
Yeah, the Lord, give me, yes, that.
But if he wants to know how can he can serve God. How can he serve God?
Yeah.
How can he realize what to do?
The way to serve God is you have to find a person who you have to find a maestro espiritual, a spiritual master. Just like if you want to learn how to play the guitar, you approach a guitar teacher. So if you want to become perfect in serving God, then you have to approach a spiritual master. And he will teach you how to love God perfectly. Just like I have my spiritual master. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. And now in his order, I am teaching students all over the world how to become pure lovers of God. And there are many other disciples of Prabhupada who are also gurus now, who are teaching how to do this practice. Just like my godbrother Guru Prasad Swami, he is also a guru. He is teaching here in Monterey. Many times he's coming. So, one simply has to approach bona fide spiritual master. I am teaching, my other God brothers, they are also teaching how to develop pure love of God. We have the books, you can read the books. Then you can approach the spiritual master and he will also teach you how to follow these books perfectly. So you must get some books. And I will guide you. And then we will show you also how to do. The devotees will teach you how to do. Any other questions?
Son of God?
Actually, who is not the Son of God? We are all God's children. Yes.
Niño de Dios. Niño de Dios, perdón.
there is a religion that says we are the son of God.
Everyone is a child of God.
But there is a particular religion that says sons of God. But she wants to know that if we are this religion, that they call themselves sons of God.
Our philosophy is that everyone is simply son of God. That is the fact. You are child of God, I am child of God. We have run away from our Father. That is the problem. We have to get back to our Father. We have all run away from home. We are runaways. Our home is the spiritual world. But just like sometimes a child runs away from home. So we have all run away from home to this material world. So now God is inviting us, you come back home. If someone is teaching that everyone is son of God, that's a fact. Any other question? Yes. Okay. What's the question? That's right. That's right. We have no nationality. That's right. We are all part of God's nation. That's right. Very good. Muy bueno, señora. Okay, next. Are there new souls?
If there are new souls.
No, there are no new souls.
No hay alma nueva.
The souls are eternally existing.
El alma existe eternamente.
So there's no brand new ones coming out of nowhere. They're all eternally existing. Sometimes they come in the form of human being. Sometimes dog also. Dog has soul. Even a little ant has a soul. Even the plants. The soul is present in the plants also. So they gradually come through the plant kingdom, animal kingdom, and they gradually become human beings. But if this human being, he misuses his life by living a sinful life, then he goes down to the animal kingdom. So So don't misuse this human life. Become perfect in love of God now and return to God's kingdom. Any other questions? Is everyone satisfied? Felicidad. Bueno. Okay. So we'll break. Now we'll stop. The book table is out there. Muchas gracias.